Hi, I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Lauren Mishcon. Every Tuesday, we trial a different self-care practice and report back to you on the results.
And on Friday, we are back to explore more from the world of wellness with the latest news, interviews, feedback from our wonderful listeners, and our challenge of the week.
Welcome back to Self-Care Club, the Epilogue Show.
Hi. Welcome to Friday's Epilogue Show, where we're taking a deeper dive into this week's practice of letting go of being right. But first,
review of the week.
Come on, Lauren, give it to us.
I found this podcast during lockdown. I work for the NHS and I'm on the road all day, every day. This podcast was my saving grace. I can tell you, you've come with me for literally 180,000 miles.
Oh, that's so cute.
For the last 2 years. I've brought lots of products that you've tested. And to date, the face roller and the matcha powder are our favourites.
Oh, nice.
I'm loving the daily...
Our.
I don't know. She did say our. I'm loving the daily clinic and it gets me through junction 10 of the M25 laughing. No easy task. Aww. Thank you, Lauren and Nicole. You literally make me laugh out loud. Love, love, love this podcast. It's a girl's best friend.
Oh, name?
Haven't got it.
Oh, well, thank you for that gorgeous review. Well, she'll be listening to this anyway.
She will. Oh, hang on. I've got it. No, I haven't got it.
You got it or you haven't got it? No, no.
I have got it. It's from Lindy Lulu 72.
Lindy Lulu 72. That was lovely.
Gorgeous. Thank you.
We did get another review, but Lauren doesn't want to talk about it.
Fuck that. let's just leave it at this. If you have nothing nice to say.
Don't say anything at all.
Yeah. Didn't your mother teach you that? Person who left not such a nice review?
Lauren is not happy with this review.
No, I'm not.
No, because she felt it was passive aggressive towards her.
And also, if you don't like the podcast, no one's forcing you to listen to it.
But this is the thing I don't get about reviews. Like, yeah. I would never, ever, and there's many podcasts that I have stopped listening to because I've just fallen out of love with it, or I can't be bothered, or it's gotten a bit monotonous.
Yeah,
I would never then write a shitty review over it.
I would just stop listening.
Yeah. And then it just doesn't invade in my personal space whatsoever. Why have you got to go out of your way to write something horrible? I don't understand.
Do you know what I'm thinking? I'm just thinking about the quote we did on the clinic a few days ago, which is just, what other people think of you is none of your business. So do you know what? It's none of my business what this person thinks of me. They don't even know me.
She didn't actually say anything about you.
She didn't need to. Shall we move on? How are you feeling since our week of letting go of being right?
Well, actually, before we get onto that, can we just have a quick chat about the clinic?
Yeah.
Let's remind people of the clinic. We have gone daily, clubbers.
Yeah.
Have you been listening? Are you enjoying it? We'd like some feedback, firstly. And also, get your questions coming in.
Yes.
Because we're answering your questions in the clinic. Anything that you, any queries that you have around self-care and wellness, come on, ask us. We're going to have some experts coming in as well. We've got a sex therapist coming in.
Yep.
That line is closed in terms of the questions.
Yes, we got flooded with various sex questions.
Really amazing.
Yeah, brilliant questions.
So we kind of collated all of it and we think that we've covered all the areas that people have been asking about. So Charlotte's coming in a few weeks.
Yes.
We'll be doing that. We're going to have a weight loss expert coming in. We're going to have an exercise expert coming
in. We're going to have Kate Medlin, our resident therapist coming in.
Yep. We're going to have a skincare expert coming in. I've got a nutritionist coming in to talk about deficiencies and vitamins. We're going to have a hair clinic.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to answer any of your hair questions.
Yep.
Lauren's going to answer any of your prenatal and postnatal questions.
Yeah, so just binge us with the questions.
Please.
We're ready.
We're ready. And we are releasing them 5 days a week. So we need your questions.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. So how are you feeling about our week of letting go of being right?
Still a very tricky, tricky old week.
Have you let go of the fact that you are not always right?
Not really.
Oh, excellent. So it worked then.
It's one of the more challenging practices that we've done since we started the show, I would say.
Yeah.
And I do understand the concepts, but putting it all into practice is hard.
I have an update.
Come on.
I did what Kate asked me to do.
Right.
Without the cake.
Yes.
So if you haven't listened to the show, go listen. She told me to go around to my neighbour with a cake and just say that we've gotten off the wrong foot. And I did.
Yes.
And it went horribly wrong.
Yes.
And we got into another altercation and you came round straight away after.
I had to give you a pat.
I was very upset, wasn't
you
I?
You were very upset.
I couldn't even like, I was so shaken by the episode that I couldn't like put the washing on, or I couldn't do it. I couldn't function, basically. I was so shaken. It was horrible. She was horrible. But what was interesting and why I'm bringing it here is because she is not someone that can let go of being right.
Correct.
Because she went into all the ways in which we've offended her and upset her, et cetera, et cetera. And I thought it's interesting that you have to be right. And I was there not needing to be right because I wanted to be in relationship, but she couldn't let go of it. So therefore, it was like a checkmate. There was no, we couldn't go anywhere.
No.
Yeah. Mm. And after doing the week and then seeing it very clearly, I thought, wow, look how limiting it is having to be right.
Yeah.
You create nothing but disconnection and difficulty. That's all.
Yeah.
That's what I want to say.
Thank you for sharing and for the update.
Yeah, you're welcome. So I did do what Kate asked me to do. But
we always do what Kate asks us to do.
Well, we wouldn't dare not, would we?
No.
Because she is always right.
Yeah.
She is always right.
Yes, she is.
Anyway, so I've spoken to the listeners.
What did they have to say?
They had a lot to say.
Yeah.
So I asked a few questions because I wanted to cover all aspects of the bowl.
Oh, so that I couldn't ask a question and you'd say, I don't know, I didn't ask them that question.
Yeah.
Right.
So I tried to cover it.
Okay.
So here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Listeners, I guarantee she'll have another question that I didn't fucking ask any of you, but let's give it a whirl. I asked, do you like to be right? I also asked, how are you with being told you're wrong? And I also asked, are you okay with letting go of being right for the sake of peace?
Okay.
Is there anything else I didn't cover?
No, I think you've actually covered it there.
Yeah.
Can I do some guessing now?
Yes. Yeah, so you like to be right was the options were yes or no, I'm not bothered.
Like everyone. I'm saying like 90% of people like to be right.
74%.
Oh, I think that's low. I would have thought more.
How are you with being told you're wrong? Was I'm fine or not good at all?
60-40.
Which way?
60 don't like being told they're wrong.
The other way. 65% said I'm fine.
With being told they're wrong?
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe that.
No, I don't either.
Yeah.
35% not good at all because I don't like being told I'm wrong.
No one does.
No one does.
Who enjoys that?
No one. Are you okay with letting go of being right for the sake of peace? The options were, hell no, I need justice, or yes, I'm okay with it.
50-50?
30% said, hell no, I need justice.
30%. Okay.
So low.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're in the minority, basically.
Hang on. Are you okay with being right, letting go of being right for the sake of peace? Yes, I'm okay with it. 70% are okay with it.
Yeah.
Of letting go of being right. Great. I'm so happy that all our listeners are so enlightened.
That took you a minute.
Yeah, it did. I had to process that.
And then I asked any other thoughts.
Yeah.
Now, before we get on to the any other thoughts, we did have a voicemail in.
Yes,
which
we did.
I would like to play now.
Good morning, Lauren. Good morning, Nicole. I am halfway through listening to the episode on Always Being Right. I'm driving to work. I've had to pull over because my anxiety is going through the roof about Nicole's neighbour. Nicole, you're dealing with somebody who obviously thinks the rules don't apply to her. And yes, I agree, you're absolutely right. I would definitely be ringing the traffic warden, but I would knock on her door and I would tell her and I would say to her, I have rang the traffic warden like you did to me. So we can either continue on with this ridiculous behaviour or we can lay it to bed, put it to bed now and we're over it and we're done with. And thank God you didn't bake the cake. But I would definitely be ringing the traffic warden. I could not let that lie.
A little bit of validation for you there.
Thanks. And thank God, she's so right. Thank God I didn't make that bloody cake.
I feel like she would have thrown it at you.
She threw me off her property.
Yeah, it wasn't a pleasant morning's interaction.
No, well, thank God you came over. You were coming over anyway, so you were there quite quickly to calm me down.
It was,
You found it quite funny.
I found it funny because of some of the words that she chose to use, which were so overly dramatic that they then turned into sort of comedy.
Yeah, I agree. Anyway, so I asked the listeners any other thoughts.
Yeah.
Amy says, it's hard to admit you're wrong when you've been brought up to believe that being wrong is a weakness.
Oh, Amy, good point.
Yes, it is a good point, isn't it?
Mm.
Racy Grudy, I hope that I said that right, says, remember that growth comes from not knowing and learning. It's boring to always be right. Remember that, Laura Mishcon.
We did say that in the show. And yes, you are right, Racy Grudy. You are right.
Paula says, I'm always right, even when I'm wrong. The end, full stop.
Okay, Paula.
Anglesey Home says, it's better to be happy than right. But it's very hard. Sophie says, walk softly with a big stick. I don't know what that means.
Oh, I think that's my favourite comment.
What does that mean?
I think she just means you tread carefully, but you're always armed. Just in case.
Right. I do like that.
Mm, I do too.
Mm, that's one for you.
Shall we move on to our
the Self-Care Club Challenge of the Week?
What's our challenge of the week today, Mrs. Goodman?
Right. Think of a scenario in your life where you are really holding on to being right.
Mm-hmm.
You got it, clubbers? Just think of something, whether it's an argument with your spouse, whether it's something that's coming up at work, whether it's something with one of your kids, whatever it is, ask yourself, do I want to be right or do I want to be happy? Do I want to be right or do I want to be in relationship? Or the other corker of the week, focus on what is right, not who is right.
Love it.
I'm going to take that with me for the rest of my life.
Good.
And that's your challenge of the week. And find out how that is going to inform you and how that changes the situation for you.
Excellent. Thank you so much, everyone, for being in touch. Please keep your messages coming in to tell us your thoughts and experiences on the week's practice. Any practices you want us to try, send us your questions for the clinic. You can email us at hello@theselfcareclub.co.uk or find us on Instagram and DM us at selfcareclubpod. We are going to take a short break and then we're going to see you back here for our wellness newsflash.
This week we are sponsored by Notion.
Why do we love Notion? Because it brings our ideas to life. It's like having access to tomorrow's tools today by combining all our research scripts and notes into one simple space with the added power of AI built right inside, not a separate AI tool or browser tab.
I used it the other day to plan all our social content for the next 3 months. It's made what's usually a really long, daunting task super quick, simple, and streamlined, leaving us with more time and energy to focus on what truly matters, which is bringing self-care to the listeners and less stress for us.
Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organise and rediscover the joy of play. And the Notion AI turns that knowledge into action. It can answer any question in seconds, summarise your meeting notes and keeps you completely organised. If you can think it, you can make it. It's become an integral part of our podcasting toolkit and we're calling it self-care.
Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/selfcareclub.
That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/selfcareclub, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show.
notion.com/selfcareclub.
Wellness news flash.
We've actually got two wellness news flashes.
Yeah.
This week.
Mm-hmm.
One is about the Adidas ad campaign. Did you see that?
I didn't see it, but you told me about it last night.
Well, I found a lovely article in The Independent. I saw it all over Instagram. Let's go with that one first.
Go on.
An Adidas advertising campaign featuring dozens of pictures of bare breasts has been banned by the UK's advertising watchdog for being likely to cause widespread offence.
Well, because breasts are very offensive.
They are. Of course they are. In posts to Instagram and Twitter in February, the sportswear maker shared a collage of more than 20 naked torsos to promote its extensive collection of sports bras for women of all shapes and sizes. We believe women's breasts in all shapes and sizes deserve support and comfort, the brand said at the time. In a ruling published on Wednesday, the 11th of May, the Advertising Standards Authority, also known as ASA, said it had received 24 complaints that the campaign's use of nudity was gratuitous, objectified women by sexualizing them and reducing them to body parts. Some complaints also raised concerns that adverts were not suitable for children. That's 24 complaints, Lauren. Mm-hmm. Adidas said the images were intended to reflect and celebrate different shapes and sizes, illustrate diversity, and demonstrate why tailored support bras were important. The images had been cropped to protect the models' identities, and all the women shown had volunteered to take part, the retailer said. Twitter said the post had been reported by some users but was not found to be in breach of its terms of service. Although we did not consider that the way the women were portrayed was sexually explicit or objectified them, we considered that the depiction of naked breasts was likely to be seen as explicit nudity, the ASA said in its ruling. We noted the breasts were the main focus in the ads and there was less emphasis on the bras themselves, which were only referred to in the accompanying text. Some women commended the brand for promoting diversity and not censoring women's bodies, but others accused it of sexism.
Interesting.
What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are twofold. Firstly, I think we can't really deny the fact that if you're going to put up a massive poster of 24 pairs of bare breasts, that's going to get a lot of attention.
I think it was actually 43.
43 pairs.
I think it was 43, yeah.
20 naked torsos.
It said over 20 naked torsos.
Oh, okay. So that is obviously going to grab a lot of attention, right? They could have made the choice of putting all those breasts into a variety of sports bras and put the collage up of all the different shapes and sizes in the sports bras, therefore advertising what they're actually selling and also showing diversity of breasts. Obviously, I don't have a problem with bare breasts or portraying bare breasts.
But why is it not, it's not appropriate for children? What, children can't look at bare breasts? I mean, all their mothers have them.
They do. Is it sexually explicit? Well,
you'd have to see. You didn't see
explicit?
The campaign, did
I didn't.
You? I did.
Yeah.
And to me, it wasn't offensive. I thought it was very clever. Mm. I can see why this has created the storm that it has. But actually, the way that they did it, they were just completely cropped, the women. All
yeah.
you saw were
was
their
breasts.
Boobs. That's,
yeah.
That was it. And because they were tiny little squares, all yeah. 43 of them, mm-hmm. it was actually, it looked quite artistic.
Yeah.
And it was quite clever because what they're showing me, immediately I could see, oh, they've got 43 different types of sports bras, so one of them is going to be able to suit my boobs.
Okay. Look, I have no issue with the campaign, but I can also see it's not really showing you sports bras, is it? It's just showing you breasts. It's like putting up 43 willies advertising Y-fronts.
But that would feel a bit more inappropriate, and I don't know why. I don't know why. I know that I'm now sounding very contradictory, but don't you think that would be really inappropriate?
I certainly don't want to drive past a billboard of 43 willies of a Tuesday morning. No thanks.
What about a Wednesday?
A Wednesday I might feel differently, but not a Tuesday.
It was an interesting campaign,
yeah.
And it's an interesting conversation.
But it's obviously the campaign was to generate conversations like this,
yeah,
which we're now having. So it worked.
And I am now interested in going on the Adidas website to see their sports bras.
Okay, good. Then it's worked even more.
It's worked even better.
What's
exactly.
What's our next news flash?
Well, this was a big one. We never do two news flashes.
I know.
But we couldn't let the week go by yeah. without talking about that Spain could become the first Western country to allow women to take 3 days of paid menstrual leave.
Menstrual leave?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, they say we will recognise by law the right of women with painful menstruation to a special temporary incapacity that will be paid for by the state from day one. Spain's equality minister Irene Montero, an outspoken feminist in the left-wing government, said on Friday, "We are making progress so that it is no longer normal to go to work in pain and to put an end to the stigma, shame and silence surrounding menstruation. We are making progress on rights," she said on Twitter. But the issue is proving controversial. Politicians and trade unions were divided over a plan some fear could backfire and stigmatise women in the workplace. The Spanish government is expected to endorse the menstrual leave as part of a broader draft bill on reproductive health and abortion rights, details of which are set to be disclosed on Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Now, this is my first thought.
Okay.
One, I think that women listening to this are going to be divided on their opinion depending on their age. I feel...
Well, and how they cope with their periods.
Yes. I wonder if women of our age down to about 25 are going to feel this is a bit of a backward step, not such a great thing. And women who are 12 to 25 are going to feel like, yes, absolutely, this is right, we should have 3 days off. I'm telling you, if I was going to get full pay for 3 days of my
period,
you're
taking it off.
I'm fucking taking it off.
Yeah.
Whether or not I have to take a paracetamol or I don't, if I'm getting paid to stay at home for those 3 days because I've got my period, I'm probably going to stay at home.
But what are you going to do at
home?
That's
a bit of a problem. Whatever I bloody want.
No, but my point is that you're not ill.
No.
I have a daughter who, she's 14.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's obviously just started on this journey. I have another one who's 11 who's about to embark on this journey.
Yes.
And my daughter, who's 14, she often says to me, oh, I've got a really bad period and I don't feel very well.
Yeah.
Can I stay off school or can I not do PE? I'm like, no, this is not an illness. You've got this for the rest of your life. Basically, get used to it. Find a way to manage it because it happens every single month.
Is that an old-fashioned attitude of you and I to have? Because I have the same attitude. I'm like, you're going to bleed once, you know, for a week of every month for 30 years. So you need to find a way to cope with this and deal with this. Take some Nurofen and truck on with life. But do you think you and I are old-fashioned in that
attitude?
I think
to wrap this up as an illness,
yes,
as a way of being ill, that you need three full days
three
off of
days.
Work, that you can't cope with your, you can't function in life for 3 days. It's very rare that a woman has that bad a time. And if she does, then she needs to go to a gynecologist and sort it out. And there are ways that you can sort it out.
To me, someone who's suffering that much, I would worry they had endometriosis.
Absolutely.
Or something similar.
There's something else going
that
on.
Meant that needs, it was so heavy.
That needs, that needs looking at, right? That is a medical problem.
Yeah.
But for the majority of women, they don't.
Yeah.
And to put this into an illness is just, to me, it's wrong. It's a privilege if you get to bleed every month and you have a regular period. It's a privilege because it's a privilege to be a woman and it's a privilege that your body is going to do what it can do in order to have babies and to do all of those beautiful, wonderful things. And I think that it is just putting it in the wrong light.
I think Spain is going to have a fair amount of women taking advantage of that.
Oh, that's
law.
What I mean. Can you imagine it would happen here? In fact, I'm going to ask my daughter what she thinks of this. I forgot to ask her yesterday.
She'll say, what, I get 3 days off of school every month.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You don't get to take yourself out of society because you're bleeding. I just think that's wrong.
I just think women are better than that.
Yeah.
We're more than that.
Yeah.
But maybe listeners will have a very, very different opinion on this.
I'm really curious to know. And maybe that is a generational thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let's have a little sneak peek into what we're doing next week.
Okay, we're coming into the fourth week of our Mental Health Awareness Month. And next week...
It's nearly done, Lauren. It's nearly over.
Oh, it's been a heavy May.
You know, she asked me before, Clubbers.
Like,
I said, she said, we're done after this. I said, no, we've got one more week because May is a 5-week month.
Yeah.
Oh, can we just forget that? Can we just go on to whatever it is we're doing after? I said, no, we can't forget it. We've got one more week.
This has been real hard work this month. We've had to like dig deep, go to difficult places.
Yeah.
You know, do self-care.
Radically accept stuff.
Oh.
Actively listen to stuff. Let go of being right. What was the other one we've done?
I can't remember. It's blurred into one sort of mental
what
health awareness.
What is the other one?
Month. Well, next week we're doing no guilt.
No guilt.
How do you feel about that?
I don't know if I struggle with guilt so much. I guess I'll
You're find... a Jewish mother. It's inbuilt into your gene pool.
What, to feel guilty?
Yes.
Or to instill that in other people?
Well, both.
Well, we'll be back next week telling you how that goes. Thank you for listening. Please be in touch. hello@theselfcareclub.co.uk. Come find us on Instagram @selfcareclubpod. Keep your messages coming in. Keep your questions coming in for the clinic. And we will be back on Monday. No, we'll be back tomorrow with the clinic. And then we'll be back for our main show on Monday.
Bye-bye.